السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa, many times I have repeated and again I repeat that if we are not finding any kind of sukoon, tranquility, serenity, satisfaction in our hearts after making our zikr, then there is something wrong with our zikr and nothing wrong with zikr itself. Because if all cars of a certain model and make are all moving fast on the highway, and if our car gets stuck of that same model, then we will say something wrong with our car, not that something is wrong with all cars of that make. So then we have to check where the kachra has come in. That we have to check, there could be dirt which is clogging the fuel line, there could be some kind of a problem in the engine, so we have to check that car which is faulty. So if we are not finding satisfaction with our zikr, because Allah Ta'ala says that the hearts finds satisfaction, it's only in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala that the hearts find satisfaction. So we should find satisfaction. So if we are not finding it, then there is something wrong somewhere. So we have to check where are we going wrong. And if we have to check, then we will come to the conclusion that we are going wrong in the department of sins. We are committing a lot of sins. We make a little bit of zikr and we commit major sins, and we are persistent. It's not that we committed it accidentally, we made a lot of tawbah, istighfar. We know fully well that it is something that brings Allah Ta'ala's ghazab, anger, but we go on and on and on, and we don't make sincere tawbah from it. So then we just cannot find that satisfaction. Again, that example comes to mind, which I have given many times, and many brothers have said that it makes a lot of sense. Alhamdulillah, that is, that you know of those little fans that children play with, the toy fans, with a small torch battery, you work that fan. But if you want that little breeze, you've got to bring it close to your face. And if you bring it very close, it may even take your nose off. So you have to be careful about that too. Now if it's a very hot day, if a person says, I heard that fans cool the body, if you put a fan on, then that is the solution to the problem of heat. So he goes and brings one of those fans, and on the other side he lights a huge fire. Wow. Now he's got that small tiny little fan this side, and he's got a huge fire lit on the other side. Wow. And then he says that this fan is not doing the job. Wow. Or what I heard from people, that fans cool the body, it is not right, it is not correct. Then we will say, why, there's something not right with your intelligence. Wow. There's something wrong with your aqal, go and get it checked up. And again, that incident of Liaquat Ali, who was the Governor General of Pakistan. So after the asylum was built, the new one, so he went there to investigate and inspect. So there were two mad people in there, they were talking to each other. One said that ek aur aa gaya. Looking at the Governor General, he said, one more came away. He said, don't you know who I am? I am the Governor General of Pakistan. He said, yes, when we were outside, we used to say the same thing. That's why they put us inside here. So this person must get his aqal and intelligence checked up. if he says that a fan doesn't cool, but then this is what he is doing, lighting a huge fire on the other side. So we make half a tasbih, quarter tasbih, one, two items of zikr, and as I have explained many times, that this is not a full zikr majlis. This is just to get us into the habit of making zikr every day of our lives. So we make a little bit of zikr, one tasbih we read, and after that we light up the huge fire of sins. Zina, fornication, adultery, stealing, gambling, watching the filth on the television screen, staring at all the women and every woman that passes by on the street, casting lustful glances, and not even considering it as a sin. Now we engage and indulge in all those major sins, and then we say that zikr is not giving us satisfaction. So then definitely it's not going to give satisfaction, because we have to give up sins. Then again, if we take, as I mentioned in some other majlis also, that we take one teaspoon of water and we say that it's not quenching our thirst. So it's not going to quench the thirst. The quantity must be right, the quality must be right. That is the bottom line. The quality and the quantity, if it is right, then that zikr must give satisfaction to the hearts. It must bring contentment. It's the experience of millions, so they cannot be wrong. And Allah Ta'ala, if He mentions it, how can it ever be wrong? So if we are not finding it, there is some problem with in our zikr. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq to understand. Brothers, the only language that a child knows and a baby knows is the language of crying. And that is why I am reading this over the past 2-3 weeks. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. If we are not finding that life in our hearts, then in seclusion, put your head on the ground and cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wallah, there's such enjoyment and such pleasure and such contentment that you get, and such happiness and such tranquility and such noor when you shed tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala told him, "Oh Musa, bring to me something that I don't have." It's a long hadith, but it's a gist of it. He said, "Oh Musa, bring to me something that I don't have." Now imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saying that, "Bring to me something that I don't possess." What does Allah Ta'ala not have? So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ya Allah, you are the one who gives to everybody everything, and how is it that, you know, you don't have something?" He said, "Everything I have, but it is not befitting of my shan that I have ajizi, inkisari, humility, helplessness, expression of helplessness. That is not befitting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's status, that we say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is helpless." As the Christians, they say that Jesus Christ was put onto the cross. He was Lord, but He was helpless. They got hold of Him and put Him onto the cross. And if you see that picture also, He's standing there like a helpless person. So now our Allah is not like that. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Bring to me something that I don't possess." He said, "What is it?" He said, "That is helplessness, inkisari, humility, complete ajizi. That, oh Allah, I am helpless. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered me. I want to change. I want to become your friend, your wali. But every time nafs and shaitan overpower me. So I seek your assistance. I find myself weak." So whatever field of life it is, the person is expressing helplessness before Allah Ta'ala. Before Allah Ta'ala, you don't say, I am somebody. Because everything is given by Him. So He said, "Bring this to me, O Musa." So this is one of those things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. Therefore, in that one majlis, we discussed at length the crying of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the crying of the Sahaba ikram, the crying of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Now all these people were great people, close to Allah Ta'ala. Then why were they crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your head in sajda, cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It will bring life into the dead heart. When the earth, when the ground is dry, and then it cries, "Oh Allah, I am dry. There has been no rain for a long time. The crops I cannot grow. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down the rain. When the baby cries, that blood which was najas, which was napak, which was filthy, which was dirty, is haram to drink it. If it touches your clothes and soils, you have to wash it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala converts that blood into milk because of the crying of that little baby. So that Allah, upon our crying before Him, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah will change those sayyat into hasanat. Allah will convert it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change our condition. The blue Corolla 57576 and Camry 134306. Please remove your cars if blocking. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then change that condition. That's the only language, as I say, baby knows. Thirsty, cry. Hungry, cry. Clothes wet, cry. Dirty, cry. Pain in the stomach, in the head, anywhere, cry. What else does the baby know? But immediate attention that baby gets from the mother, because the child is crying, because the baby is crying, there must be something wrong. In fact, so much so that even when our cars cry, then we run to check up if there's somebody wanting to steal that car. When the alarm system was a novelty, then at that time, if one alarm went off somewhere, then everybody runs out, tries to see if there's a hijacker there or the car is being stolen. So the crying of the car also draws attention. So why will our crying before Allah not bring Allah Ta'ala's mercy? He will send down the rains of mercy upon us, just as He sends down the rains for that earth which is dry. He will send down the rains of His mercy for us. All He wants is that we must turn towards Him, make ruju, and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives. Make a little bit of himmat. That is all that is required. There is no question of a person not having the himmat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us that. Otherwise, you would not have made taqwa farz. So we take those few steps, then see what Allah ta'ala gives after that. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। हम्द से इस जुबान को तू हम्माद कर, सर को चौखट पे उनकी तू अब्बाद कर, सर को चौखट पे उनकी तू सज्जाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। कल्बो जां को तो उस दर पे अब्बाद कर, और सुकून दिलो जा को खल्लाद कर। कल्बो जा को तो उस दर पे अब्बाद कर, और सुकून दिलो जा को खल्लाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपनी खुशियों को अख्तर तू बर्बाद कर, अपने रब की खुशी से दिल आबाद कर। अपनी खुशियों को अख्तर तू बर्बाद कर, अपने रब की खुशी से दिल आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। ऐ मेरे दाता, ऐ मेरे मालिक, ऐ मेरे मौला, ऐ मेरे वाली। ऐ मेरे दाता, ऐ मेरे मालिक, ऐ मेरे मौला, ऐ मेरे वाली। शाहनशाह दो आलम तू है, सबसे तेरी सरकार है खाली। शान तेरी हर आन नई है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली। वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही,
شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Jaame muhabbat apna pila de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Jaame muhabbat apna pila de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni raja de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pair ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Deedae dil mein tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin mein, dekhun jidhar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin mein, dekhun jidhar mein. Tera tasawwur aisa jamalu, qalb mein naqsh-e qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Tera tasawwur aisa jamalu, qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Bhool sakun ta umr na tujhko, chahun bulana khud bhi agar mein. Allah, I must not be able to forget you, even if I were to forget you. Bhool sakuta umrana tujhko, I just don't forget you, O my beloved Allah. Even if I want to forget you, I don't forget you. Ya Allah, make my heart such. Put your, let the tasawwur of yours be such in my heart. That wherever I am, whether I am flying in the aeroplane, whether I'm at the airport, whether I'm in the bazaar, at the school, at the college, at the university, in my business, anywhere, before me is your ahkam, O my Allah. Before me is you, O Allah. That I realize that you are watching me, you are seeing me, you are hearing, you are listening, you know everything that I am doing. And not only you know, but you have the power also to pull the carpet from beneath my feet. You have the power to seize me there and then. You have the power to destroy me, to paralyze me, to bring about humiliation and embarrassment and disgrace when I am committing that sin. Oh Allah, it is in your power. And how many people have become disgraced and humiliated? How many people's names have appeared in the papers? And how many people's names have come on tongues? Just for that little while of pleasure, but where they ended up. So even if I want to forget you, Allah, because that time nafs and shaitan say, just forget, Allah is watching. Go ahead with the sin. Tomorrow must make tawbah again. At that time the person says, oh my beloved Allah, my condition must be this, that bhool sakuta umrana tujhko chahun bulana khud bhi agar mein. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah, dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah, socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, مائی رحیم اللہ, مائی کریم اللہ, مائی ستار غفار اللہ, مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh my Allah, we are repeatedly turning towards you, for there is no one for us besides you. Hey Allah, we are repeatedly begging of you, for there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Oh Allah, you are listening to us, you are seeing us. Oh Allah, you know everything that is happening. Oh Allah, there is nothing that is hidden from your sight. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, Oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that head. Yes. Hey Allah, we are only fooling ourselves if we think that no one is watching us when we are indulging in sins. Hey Allah, it is just your kindness, your compassion, your forgiveness and your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Hey Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed up till now. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the past, forgive the sins of the present and future. Oh my beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we committed, major or minor, forgive them. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Oh Allah, nothing was unknown to you. Oh my beloved Allah, in spite of our sins, you continued to give us food, drink, shelter, clothes to wear, transport, homes. So much of your ni'mats, oh my Allah. 24 hours you poured your bounties and ni'mats upon us in spite of our sins. Ey Allah, tujh jaisa pyara kaun ho sakta hai? Ey Allah, who can they be for us besides you? Even a father kicks his son out after he has disobeyed him for a few times. Ey Allah, we are persistent in our sins, but you go on giving to us your ni'mats. Ey Allah, tujh jaisa pyara koi nahi. Tera siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Allah, bas tu hi hamara hai. Oh Allah, only you are ours. Ey Allah, all treasures lie in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Ya Allah, you blessed us with such great ni'mats. Oh my Allah, those who do not have sight, how much of difficulty and hardship they go through. Allah, we know that it is a test for many of them. And oh Allah, it is an increase and an elevation of their status and position. And you will bless them with Jannat in the hereafter if they remain obedient to you. But oh my beloved Allah, how much of difficulty and hardship they have to face in this world. Ey Allah, this sight of ours which we use, oh my beloved Allah, we do not appreciate that it is a ni'mat of yours. We have used it in so many haram places, oh my Allah. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to use the sight where it is permissible for us to use. Ey Allah, forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum muhtaj hai, hum zayif hai, hum kamzor hai, hum natawa hai. Oh Allah, we are helpless. Oh Allah, we are weak, we are extremely weak. We become overpowered by nafs and shaitan, oh my beloved Allah. Give us the himmat and courage against nafs and shaitan, oh Allah. Give us the himmat to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions, oh my Allah. How long are we going to remain the proverbial fox, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like munafiqs and hypocrites? Ey Allah, change the condition of our hearts. We want to become your walis, O Allah. We want your marifat. We want your closeness. We want you in our lives. O Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment of getting your closeness. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the sweetness of iman. Therefore, it drags us to the gutters of sin, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what have they brought to us? Nothing but anxiety, miseries, worries, pains and problems in our life, disputes, arguments, fights and quarrels. Ey Allah, peace has been shattered. There is no contentment and satisfaction in our lives. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the chains that we have been tied with of nafs and shaitan, remove all those chains. Tie us firmly, O my Allah, with only one chain. And that should be your muhabbat chain and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, teri muhabbat ki zanjeer mein hame jagad de. O Allah, don't let us come out of that chain of your muhabbat and the chain of the muhabbat and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, we are sick, spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Our brothers, sisters, parents, family members, in the Muslim Ummah, O Allah, in Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Ummah, whoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments and diseases and sickness and weakness. Ya Allah, cure us from our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with pride, with greed, with envy and jealousy. Ya Allah, with evil passions and desires. Ya Khuda, our hearts are filled with all kinds of haram desires. Ha, Mere Allah, these hearts which you gave to us for your muhabbat, Ya Allah, we have made them into dirt bins. Ya Allah, nothing but stench comes out of our filthy, dirty hearts. With whomsoever we come into contact also, we cause them nothing but injury and pain, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hum kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain, na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. Oh my Allah, what station have we reached in our lives? Neither we are of benefit to anyone nor anyone to us. Hey, mere pyare Khuda, tu hamari zindagi ki halat badal de. Ya Allah, you changed the conditions of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. They were from the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahood and the Nasara and the Munafiqeen. But oh Allah, you blessed them with hidayat and they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, they were pleased with you and you became pleased with them. Ay Allah, if you could change their conditions, what is it difficult for you to change our conditions? Ay Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya, oh my Allah. Makers of your awliya. Oh Allah, how long are we going to remain friends of nafs and shaitan? We know that shaitan is our declared enemy. But still, oh my Allah, we have got him as our bosom pal and friend. Ey mere pyare Khuda, on his dictates we follow. And yet you who are so kind to us, who have blessed us with so much of ni'mat, day and night you are showering your ni'mats and bounties upon us. And we do disobedience. We use your very ni'mats for your disobedience. Tera hi khakar, ay Allah, teri hi nafarmani. Ey Allah, tera hi khakar, teri hi nafarmani. Ye hum kitne namak haram ho gaye hai, mere Allah. Lekin mere Allah, hume maaf kar de. You dearly love forgiveness, oh Allah. You dearly love forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, no matter how far we may have gone, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than the grains of sand on earth, oh Allah, more than the trees, leaves of the trees of the world, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Oh Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Allah, hum sabko paak aur saaf kar. What else has gathered us here in this cold winter evening, oh my Allah, except that we are hopeful of your mercy. We have gathered for tawbah from our sins, oh my Allah. We have taken your beloved name, oh my Allah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, jitna bada tera naam hai, itni badi hamari maghfirat farma. Those who have got financial problems, remove their difficulty. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Don't let us go towards haram, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our homes on interest, our carpets on interest, our furniture on interest, our shoes and clothing on interest. Ey mere pyare Khuda, our cars on interest. All sides, oh my Allah, we have surrounded ourselves and covered ourselves with nothing but your curses. Then how can we expect rahmat and mercy in our lives? Ey Allah, save us from going towards anything that's haram. Oh Allah, protect us from adultery and fornication. Protect us from stealing, from gambling, from cheating, from deceiving anybody, from fraud. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to make our namazes 5 times a day at the appropriate time. To give zakat if due, to fast in Ramadan, to go for hajj if first. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your qurb, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bond us so firmly with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh Allah, if 2 pages are stuck together with glue and we want to separate the pages tear, but they will not separate. Oh Allah, let our hearts be be bonded with you in such a way that nafs and shaitan, if they try to separate us from you, our heart will tear apart, but we will not separate from you. Because the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the hereafter. Allah, dunya ke andar bhi hume bhalaiya de aur akhirat mein bhi. Save us from the azab of qabr, O my Allah. From the azab of jahannam, O my Allah. Let us cross pull sirat like lightning, O my Allah. Save us from the fitnas of dajjal. Save us from the fitnas of our nafs. Save us from the fitnas that are lashing at us from all sides. The storms of fitnas, O my Allah, are lashing at us, O my beloved Allah. Where do we go? Which way do we turn? Fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas in our own lives. O my beloved Allah, hum kidhar jaye mere maula? Agar tu ne hifazat nahi ki, to tu bata mere maula, hamara kya haal hoga? O Allah, save us from destruction. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives everything that is evil and haram and filthy. Ya Allah, the filthy pictures on the television screen bring nothing but restlessness in the person's life. They are destroying the morals, and oh my beloved Allah, of our children and of ourselves. Oh Allah, they are taking away that peace and that sukoon and the tranquility of our hearts. May Allah give us the himmat to throw out of our lives everything that is haram. May Allah, so many brothers and sisters in this cold evening, may Allah, extending their hands before you, amongst us are sick and weak and feeble. Amongst us are, oh Allah, those whose hair have turned white with old age, the little children and those with pains in their bodies. But oh Allah, they have come here hopeful. Oh my Allah, they have extended their hands before you. Ya Allah, you are merciful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, oh Allah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as that we are making. You know the desires that are in the hearts of each and every one that is here. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of each and every one that is listening. Ay Allah, fulfill the good desires that are in their hearts. Ay Allah, fulfill the good desires which are in their hearts. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to the parents, obedient to you and your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara caused Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tremendous amount of injury and pain. Ah, very Allah, he went through so much of suffering. Ya Allah, these days we are the cause of his injury and pain. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom you begged so much, for whom you stood whole night in prayer, that ummat today in the casinos, in the discos, in theatres, in fraud, in adultery, in fornication, committing open sins and bragging about the sins, advertising the sins in the newspapers. Where Allah, what kind of injury and pain we must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, tu hame maaf kar de. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, in popping drugs into our mouth with a bottle of wine in our hands. Or in any kind of haram and sin, O my beloved Allah. When the angel of death visits us, let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Let our death be in Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. Ay Allah, the enemies of Islam have ganged up together to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat, just as you gave hidayat to the kuffar and the mushrikeen in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But oh Allah, if they are obstinate like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, and they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept Islam, and they are going to cause problems for the Muslim Ummah, oh my beloved Allah, as they are doing at the present time, bombing, oh my beloved Allah, indiscriminately little children, the women folk, the old, the feeble, ay Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are not going to believe in you, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. send the flood waters against them, send gale force winds against them. Oh Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty, you are the same Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq, in Fatah Makkah. Allah, you are the same Allah that sent the Ababil and destroyed the army of Abraha. Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Allah, create such division and disunity amongst their ranks that their alliances and coalitions all fail. Ey mere Allah, tu musalmanane alam ki madad aur nusrat farma, khas karke Palestine, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia, Hindustan. Ey Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Allah, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. It is 124,000 glorious shining stars. Ay Allah, how much he prayed for us. Ay Allah, all the goodness that he begged for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, Rukne Yamani chu karke jo bhaga tha, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo bhaga tha, Hatim ke andar namaze pad karke jo bhaga tha. Ay Allah, when he attached himself to the Multazam, who was he begging for there? Allah, he was begging for us. How much he teared that his ihram became wet with his tears. Allah, the du'as that he made behind Muqabe Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifa, and everywhere, oh my beloved Allah. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Bless every worker of deen with ikhlas. Allah, tabligh o dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. خانقاؤں کی محنت قبول فرما, ہمارے مشایخ کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ, جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما. اے اللہ, جتنی بھی دین کی محنتیں ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ہم جیسے بھی ہے قبول فرما. اے اللہ, تو تیری شان کے مطابق قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ہمیں مانگنا بھی نہیں آتا. Whatever we have begged, oh Allah, give us that too. And oh Allah, what we have not been able to ask, bless us with all that goodness too. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.